From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived in Laos late Monday local time for a gathering of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the country, arriving from the G20 summit in China. On the sidelines of the summit, Obama said he had productive talks with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Syria, but the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra. Given the gaps of trust that exist, that's a tough negotiation. We haven't yet closed the gaps in a way where we think it would actually work.
Speaking at the close of the G20 Nations Leaders Summit in China, Mr. Obama says he instructed the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to keep working at it over the next several days in discussions with the Russians about Syria. A string of explosions claimed by the Islamic State killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens more in Syria Monday, a day after the militant group lost the last stretch of the Syria-Turkey border under its control. The deadliest blasts were in Tartus, where state television reported two terrorist bombings of the Arnunza Bridge, killing at least 35 people and wounding 50, make that 43 others. This is VOA News. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing.